Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Biden is making a last-ditch effort this weekend to energize voters ahead of the midterm elections on Tuesday. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports Biden will be joined by former President Barack Obama at a rally today in the key swing state of Pennsylvania.
President Biden and former President Barack Obama are returning to the state to make a last-minute push to voters and to lend their support to Democratic candidates. They'll host a rally in Philadelphia for Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's locked in a tight race with Republican Mehmet Oz to fill the state's open Senate seat. They'll also stump for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Josh Shapiro. On the other side of the state, former President Donald Trump will campaign on behalf of their Republican challengers. Pennsylvania is seen as crucial in the upcoming midterms. Biden famously won the 2020 election by securing the state's 20 electoral votes, which Trump had taken in 2016. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Philadelphia.
NPR's Ron Elving has been following the election. He reports the results from Arizona may have national implications.
Election deniers, supported by the former president, were nominated for governor and senator, secretary of state. If the regular Republicans turn out for those nominees in their usual numbers, the Trump Republicans may well win. That would cost the Democrats one of their seats in the Senate. Also out west in Nevada, another Democratic Senate seat is very much at risk. And back east, there has been particular interest nationwide in the Georgia Senate race. And unless the Democrats hold on to all three of those, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia, they're going to have a very hard time remaining the majority in the Senate.
NPR's Ron Elving reporting. Iran claims it sent drones to Russia a few months before Moscow launches invasion of Ukraine in February. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports it was Tehran's first acknowledgement of supplying the drones to the Russian military.
Iran's state news agency quoted Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdollahian as saying Tehran had supplied a limited number of drones to Russia. He rejected claims about other weapons, however, saying, quote, "This fuss made by some Western countries that Iran has provided missiles and drones to Russia to help the war in Ukraine, the missile part is completely wrong." Previously, Iran had also denied sending drones to Russia for use in Ukraine. The drones have been used to attack Ukrainian civilian infrastructure and power stations. Kyiv says the drone attacks have increased in recent weeks. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Iran State Television reported today the country's Revolutionary Guard successfully launched a rocket today, one capable of carrying a satellite into orbit. It did not provide any video of the launch. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. At least one person was killed last night when tornadoes ripped through parts of Texas and Oklahoma. Dozens of homes and other buildings have been destroyed. McCurtain County in southeastern Oklahoma was especially hard hit. That's where the death was reported. Search and rescue operations were ordered for people who may still be trapped in rubble. The World Series is back in Houston for Game 6 tonight. The hometown Astros lead the Philadelphia Phillies 3-2. And with one more win, Houston will clinch its second title since 2017. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
With apologies to those who prefer the minutiae of baseball, Philadelphia's task at hand is pretty basic. Hit the ball, score runs. The Phillies' vaunted offense has cooled. Since the fifth inning of Game 3, they've scored only 2 runs on 7 hits. Of course, Houston's pitching has had something to do with that, including the memorable collective no-hitter by Astros pitchers in Game 4. Houston hopes to ride momentum and home field advantage to the championship. The Phillies could use the Washington Nationals as inspiration. In 2019, the Nats, like the Phillies now, trailed the Astros 3-2 in the World Series. But Washington won 2 straight in Houston to take the title. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
A drawing will be held tonight for the Powerball jackpot, which hasn't been won in more than 3 months. It's up to $1.6 billion, the largest lottery prize in history. The odds of winning are 1 in 292.2 million. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.